As I hold my mother's compact in my hand, I'm transported back to Phelan Place, a six-story apartment building located in the West Bronx. I open the jewelry box and the ballerina inside begins to twirl and I hear music. It's probably the late 1950s or early 1960s. Every Saturday morning, my two sisters and I are responsible to dust the furniture in the living room and the bedrooms. I always choose my parents' room. There I find to my 10-year-old self exotic costume jewelry, ornate compacts, and fancy handbags. I am fascinated by the unusual and very grown-up paraphernalia located in the room. I stand in front of the full-length mirror hung on the closet door, pretending to powder my nose. I slide my feet into the downhill portion of my mother's high heels and wear a set of pink rhinestone flower clip-on earrings. Though she has pierced ears, she no longer wears posts. The last pair were ripped from her ears by a German soldier. Few things are brought over from Europe. Everything is lost or stolen. But what they have is very precious. Rosenthal china, a set of sterling silver silverware, a doll made in Germany, an old jacket, a dress. Jewelry, a mother of pearl compact, represents rebirth, a sense of normalcy. My parents and older sister immigrated from Germany 5 years after World War II ended. Therefore, I think anything glamorous I find in the house must come from Europe. We aren't well off, but we aren't poor either. Both my parents have high school educations earned in Europe and even take some college courses when they first arrive in the U.S. My father, 10 years older than my mother, is a gymnasium graduate, the equivalent of a college prep school and first year of college. This is a huge honor, as there are quotas on the number of Jews allowed to attend. He studied accounting, so he's able to find a job in his chosen profession soon after he arrives in the U.S. My mother is a dressmaker, one that serves her well during the war years and here in the U.S. Though we don't have much, my mother instills a sense of style and the notion that one doesn't have to be wealthy to look good or to create a living atmosphere that is comfortable yet elegant. Esther really has class.